If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello and welcome in this evening. Jeff and Jen Rich both on assignment. Again tonight, I am Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling with me.
What's up, how you doing? We're back.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
MLB playoffs today. We're in the LCS. Can we get not 1 o'clock games? Or?
Yeah, I thought that was strange too.
Can we get like one game a night and
at five prime time?
Yeah, that I would like that. boring Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
Brandon Staley really sucks as a coach.
Yeah.
Still going to go with that take.
Oh, until he's gone, I will. Or until he wins a playoff game.
Yeah, and Herbert looked pretty bad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
A lot to get into as far as the NFL weekend goes. No more undefeated teams the entire league. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a Niners fan, so not too great. But sloppy play across the board in the NFL kind of overall, and the Niners were a part of that. I guess it's good to get the loss out now. You know, we're not going to go undefeated. Niners are not going to go undefeated. So, but the Eagles lost as well. So both undefeated teams in the NFC actually just left the NFL have losses now. So that's big news just in itself.
Yeah, and I think the Bills definitely it was definitely because of the London trip. That's all I kept hearing as to why they lost to the Jags last week was because we had been in London. So, I mean,
Your home team or Jags' home field, you mean?
Yeah, and then the Colts had been in America for 2 weeks before we came back to play them, so they should have beat us this weekend too, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
foreign.
Just
for
throwing
Jags.
That out there. But it was definitely jet lag. That's why the Bills were terrible.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sure.
Again, right.
Anyway, so a lot to get into from the NFL weekend, MLB playoffs. On a side note, Formula One, we got a back-to-back-to-back coming up, which should be you know, and it's normal times for us, which
normal
is
times.
Always nice. So.
Good races too. I like we don't know about one yet, but exciting tracks coming up for
all
sure.
Right. All right. Well, we'll get into all that and more when we get back. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling with you. We'll be right back here on Sports Spotlight. Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Sorry out there to all the listeners. No Jen and Jeff this evening. They're on assignment for one more night. So you're stuck with us.
Yeah, sorry guys.
I'm Daniel. He's Max. We're hanging out all the way until 11 p.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to us at any other time, then this is a replay, unfortunately. So, if you'd like to get in, though, give us a ring. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll take your call if you want to talk some sports with us.
Did you give out the numbers just for the people out there that maybe didn't know that you could spell on like a phone dial, you know, like old texting.
Yeah, days. I mean, or they're just, you know, there's also a lot of people that are too lazy to actually look up what the letters are.
Mm. Gotcha. You know, or I just think. Type it in on the interweb and find the phone number. But you know, that's funny. You know, the T9 texting days, pressing, you know, those buttons a bunch of times. Man, those were the days.
I mean, half the people alive today don't even have phone numbers like memorized. Like, they wouldn't able to tell you, you know.
I was on the brink of that, and I definitely... I have, like, 5 phone numbers memorized, but, yeah, definitely not like it used to. Your friend's house phone numbers memorized.
I'm still pretty sure that I can remember, like, a good amount of those. Like, my childhood friend Long definitely still have his dad's phone number memorized. Yeah,
do you think they have the line still?
His dad still lives there, so I would guess probably.
I would bet.
Maybe we should call next segment. No, I'm just kidding. It's a little too late. I don't think Hang would be happy with that.
No, probably not.
Yeah, but anyway, baseball.
Yeah,
playoffs. A couple good games today. Pretty evenly matched games. I'd say.
I like these matchups. Now, I've been vocal. I wanted the Braves to win. I like the Braves team just as a viewer. But the Phillies have a great little lineup. I love Bryce. He's killing the ball right now. And obviously the other matchup here in San Francisco, we like the AL matchup because it's both Bochy and Dusty Baker, both ex-Giants managers. I don't take either one of those guys right now. But both of them are doing really well. And a good game, good matchup. I'm rooting for both those managers. And just good baseball. I love playoff baseball. it's so intense. It's so everything lies on one pitch. You know, everything is so weighted and so focused, and it's just it's so much fun to watch. You know, and I miss it as a Giants fan. That's some of my most memorable moments as a Giants fan, playoff baseball, obviously. But playoff baseball, it's good. It's fun. And like you said, we had some good matchups today. And yeah, let's get rid of this early game. What time? It was at 1?
1:30, I think. And then Thursday and Friday, it's the same crap.
That's
so I just looked at the schedule. It's Thursday is 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock start for Phillies D-backs, and then if the Astros and Rangers play on Friday, then they're the 2 o'clock start. That's game 5, so it's still if necessary. But, yeah, Thursday it's Phillies at Diamondbacks, 2 o'clock, Astros at Rangers at 5. Friday, if they go to a game 5, it's Astros at Rangers at 2. Like, within 24 hours of each other,
time.
I don't know. I don't understand.
This is prime time. These are the final games to get the World Series, you know? They need to be prime time games. I don't like that. You know, and plus it takes away from, like, I did like the DLS feel of, like, the, you know, having one day game in those series is fun. You know, I remember memorable Giants playoff games against, like, the Phillies or the Reds or something like that during the day. And those kind of have a good touch to it, but the LCS needs to be at night. We need to have it under the lights, prime time. You know, moments bigger.
Game 6 on Monday. If there's a game 7, Rangers all they do the same thing again too. This is the stupidest schedule I've seen in a long time. I don't understand it at all. But hey, baseball screwed their whole sport up in the past year. So you know, add runners at second, add pitch clocks, and you know.
Yeah, and how have you felt about the pitch clock in the playoffs? I know you don't really have maybe like the fondest love of it overall, but
no, there's no clocks in baseball.
Yeah.
There should be no clocks in baseball ever, no matter what. I'm sorry, never. There is no reason for it.
No, I agree.
It's stupid. it makes no sense. None of these rules make any sense. The stupid bases getting bigger, like, that's stupid,
that
too.
That seemed weird to me.
And then you combine that with the fact that all these guys wear, like, these mitts that are, like, 12 feet long. Like, they only have to run, like, 58 feet now. Or, yeah.
Oh, the hand guards that are... Yeah, that is weird. Those hand guards give you, like, 4 or 5 extra inches there. That's interesting.
I don't know. I just hate all of anything that they've done to try to make the game better, quote unquote, because I think every single one of them has made the game worse.
What I'll say to that is
PitchCom, stupid.
I don't like
all of it.
PitchCom's catching heat. The one thing I'll say is I'm not the biggest fan of the pitch clock. I would have been okay with seeing how the game felt with maybe some of the pickoff change, the shift change. I can see maybe how that would bring some energy and some life into the game, but the pitch clock to me seemed forced, and that's a whole other topic. But I was just wondering,
the pickoff thing is probably the dumbest rule in my opinion. Actually,
I agree. I don't like the rule as what it stands. It seems very forced. It seems very structured to bring an element into the game that was already there. You know, it's like it's not like steals all of a sudden just came into the game and. It seems artificial, an artificial way to add excitement to the game. So I agree with you on that point. But what I will say is that I like the idea on paper of bringing some energy and excitement into the game. On paper, I like it. The way they implemented it is another thing. But like the shifts, I can maybe I didn't like it at first, but I can get down with it a little bit. You know, let's get some more hits. Let's get some base running. Let's get some steals. I do like that aspect. Now, I wish they did that before they did the pitch clock to see if that maybe naturally just kind of made the game more exciting, quicker, maybe moved it along. Maybe the flow felt a little bit better. But this pitch clock thing to me has always been a little weird. Again, cutting 20 minutes out of the game just at the drop of a hat seemed very odd to me. But I wanted to bring it up to you because playoff baseball is so heavy. It's so weighted, so much pressure on every pitch. Like, does it? It doesn't feel, I feel like there needs to be some more time on the pitch clock. At least if you can give me
and
that.
I'd still like to see the numbers on injuries, like, from pitchers this year.
Because
there's a lot of big-name pitchers that had massive injuries, and I really think that that contributes to it. I also think the shift, the outlawing the shift is stupid, too. Like, just beat it. If you're, like, so obsessed with it, just beat it.
Right.
It's very easily beatable.
Yeah.
You bunt or hit it the other way. It's not difficult. Like, but yet nobody did it because the stupid analytics tell you to try to hit a home run or whatever. Like,
right.
All of this stuff is why baseball is losing me as opposed to, like, gaining me as they're trying to do with other people.
Right.
They've really ruined the game. And I think in some ways the playoffs, like, kind of mitigate that a little bit because – you're not really focusing on these stupid, like...
Yeah, they hide it.
...intricacies at all. Yeah,
I can't even find it on the screen.
They haven't talked about it at all, except for when there's a ball or a strike or whatever. I would say maybe the only rule that I actually could get behind... I even think the three-batter rule is stupid.
Yeah.
The only one I can get behind is mound visits. I think that's about the only one.
And you know what? That's actually a good point that I like that you brought that up because that was kind of a thing that was mound visits. What, you're going to take away mound visits? You're going to do that? That seems, you know.
Yeah, but they have like a ton.
No, but
there's like what, nine a game?
My point was that after the fifth game, no one cared about mound visits because they realized they're not going to use them all in the game.
Yeah.
But that rule, I will say, did help maybe speed up the game in some aspects because there were a lot of mound visits. The Giants had a crap ton of mound visits
Everybody did. They used it as a way to get
exactly
guys like the bullpen. Right?
Exactly. So that's something that's not super artificial that can help speed up the game that I think maybe they should have done in some of the other rules. But
that's the only rule that I can be okay with. Clocks, all the other thing. I can be a baseball purist or whatever, but I just feel like it's ruined the game. And if there's a game that's decided with like a freaking walk because of a pitch clock, I'm gonna shoot somebody.
That would be terrible.
Maybe not actually shoot somebody, but
yeah,
you know what
there.
I'm saying. Well, I don't own a gun, so it'd be pretty hard to shoot somebody. But anyway, enough of that. Baseball playoffs continue on. Tomorrow it's who is it? Merrill Kelly versus Nola, I believe. And we'll see how that goes.
Scherzer coming back on
Wednesday. Yeah,
that's interesting.
We'll get into football next here on Sports Overnight America. Come on back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Sports Overnight America.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling hanging out with you here.
What up?
On Sports Overnight America. What did you say you wanted to
Before we go into football, I just wanted to say really quick, Bryce Harper has been killing the ball this playoffs, and he's kind of showing, you know, re-showing his stardom. I just wanted to kind of talk about he's one of the players, he's actually one of like those can't miss prospect it guys on the cover of Sports Illustrated that has actually really worked out. You know, like would you say that he's kind of exceeded the expectation, or he's met the expectations that kind of were set out in front of him to an extent?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, he's been a good player. He's got a ring. He wants another one.
Yeah. Wait, was he gone?
No, I think he was gone for one of them, wasn't he? I think he only has one. Pretty sure.
He didn't get it with the Phillies?
He definitely was not with the Phillies for a ring, no.
Maybe why do I think that they didn't win recently?
The Phillies? No. They were in the World Series last year. They lost.
But I was just saying, man, the guy's just, he's so dope. He's so sick. I would love to have that guy on our team.
Have a ring?
Huh?
Was he not even on the Nationals when they won?
I thought he was on that team.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about a World
I mean,
Series.
Dude, he's been up since. Oh, was that his first year leaving, actually?
Yeah, I think it was first
year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Dang. But I guess just on that point, like, I think the guy's just kind of like lived up to that bill. Kind of, he's not on LeBron's level, obviously, but I just wanted to say that, like, he's been killing the ball. He's been dope. If he's not hurt, he's been hitting the ball. He's just so important to that team and like really to
I mean
the city.
He really kind of struggled his first like year and a half there, though. I will say that with the Phillies, he was pretty bad, and kind of like what Turner did this year, where Turner was awful in the first half,
right?
I don't know if it's maybe getting acclimated there or whatever, but it's not just him. Like, Turner's on fire. Cassiano's the first guy to ever hit multiple home runs in back-to-back games in the playoffs ever.
Wow.
That's never happened before.
He's sweet, man.
Apparently. So
I've always liked Cassianos. That dude can hit.
You know, they've been hot since probably early September, I think, maybe August.
I'm going to hop on your bandwagon that you started for the Phillies. I'm with you. I think they kind of have the juice.
Yeah, although Texas is undefeated and they've only played one home game in the playoffs.
Boach, baby.
So I don't know.
I just wanted to bring that up just because I'm actually a Bryce Harper, a little bit of a fanboy. So I just thought, you know, he's kind of like one of those players that was supposed to be good. He's been pretty damn good. And, you know, that's just so I just kind of wanted to point out.
The only thing I will say is I keep seeing a lot of talk about how, like, people are now saying he's better than Trout.
No.
And I'm like, nah, sorry. That's
the one thing about Trout is we've never seen him. We've just never seen him on a national level, on a national setting, you know, like in the playoffs, playing for championships. We've just never seen it. And he's never gotten to showcase his talents on the bit, you know, like the big stage. So when that happens, I pray that it does. If he actually does get traded somehow, some way, like if the Angels look that way, let's hope he goes to a contender and we can just finally see arguably one of the greatest baseball players ever in the playoffs. But on to football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Mike Trout, come on down to the San Francisco, okay? We'll do everything we can to get you in the playoffs.
Well, I think, and we've had this discussion off the air a lot too, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the MLB decides to spend their time coming up with pitch clock rules instead of figuring out how to market their stars. You know, like when you look at the NFL, and I'm going to use this as a transition, but when you look at the NFL, like Mahomes, Kelce are all over every single commercial known to man.
Right.
When it comes to baseball, you see nobody.
Nobody. It's
not even Harper, who's very marketable. Right. Like, because he's got a personality. Trout kind of doesn't really, but like, you know, I've seen
commercial.
Yeah, one Ohtani commercial, and that's about it. So. And that's probably not even for like Americans. That's for like, you know,
he's for them
to get the
gear.
Asian like, market, you know? Right. So anyway, without going into a complete rabbit hole on that, but the MLB sucks at marketing their stars.
Yeah.
But the NFL doesn't. So let's talk about the NFL
football. You know, I do. Really
it was
quick,
an interesting weekend.
It was. I kind of talked about overall, I think, sloppy from kind of a lot of the top teams. Not a lot of really like high scoring games, kind of really a lot of close, you know, gritty games. I mean, the Bengals had a pretty close game against the Seahawks. The Niners had a close game, obviously, that they lost. Obviously, the Patriots and Raiders was a ugly kind of a close game. Eagles, Jets, another kind of low scoring close game. Same with the Bills. Oh my gosh, what was up with that Bills Giants game? I swear it was like 6-0 in the fourth quarter. The Giants were leading. It was just so weird and so just kind of like sloppy.
I fell asleep, so I have no idea. But I woke up and I saw a bunch of memes of impractical jokers saying, "Now do the one where you run the ball at the one with no timeouts." and then they ended up with what, one play besides that, and threw an incomplete pass or something like that. Dolphins, after starting the game down 14-0, scored 42. Jags had the second highest point total of the week.
Go Jags, baby!
And they stopped trying to score in the third quarter because they were up like 31-6 or something like that.
Vikings, Bears, ugly game. I mean,
Ravens kicked 6 field goals in London. I believe they were at Tottenham. I think. I'm not 100%.
No, yeah, I think you're Tottenham. Right. I think you're right. Yeah. Commanders Falcons, kind of a sloppy game. Desmond Ridder, 3 interceptions. Just, I think overall NFL kind of had a bleh week. Monday night game tonight was kind of a sloppy overall game. The Chargers, man. So Herbert didn't look good. I'll give the Cowboys credit. They looked like they played good. They played well today. Their defense showed up. Dak made the throws when he needed to. He had a big rushing touchdown. But that's good. Maybe not good, but if you're a Cowboys fan, it's good to see that kind of coming off of the dismantling they had last week to come back and kind of beat. I think the Chargers have talent, but they're not a good team. Like, they haven't been able to put it together. Their coach just can't figure it out.
Well, and half the time their whole roster's hurt or, like, not playing or whatever. He's got to get fired. If they don't make the playoffs this year, he's got to get fired.
He's got to. Honestly, if they don't win the next – they're 2-3 right now. If they don't win, you know, the next 3 out of their 5, yeah, I think he's gone. I know they have a tough schedule. I'm pretty sure they play the Chiefs coming up. But still, like
– I think he's the type of – I think he's – the type of coach or guy that reminds me of, you know, maybe a Gus Bradley type where he's just a better coordinator than he is a head coach. Like, he's just not a head coach. That guy's not a head coach.
Right. And that happens in the NFL. Sometimes you're just better with sticking with your one side and your one specialty, and you love calling plays and you're good at it, you know. And I think Gus Bradley's back as a coordinator, is he not?
Yeah, he's a Colts defensive coordinator.
Bang, exactly.
Didn't do very well yesterday.
You had to get that jab in there. Huh?
Had to.
Minshew. I think Minshew sold. He's like, you know what? I know Duval's hurting. I know that the Jags need
this.
Well,
he came out and hit like 8 of 8 for like 64 yards on the first drive, and we held him to a field goal. And then after that, they didn't score until like, I want to say like maybe the third quarter.
You know, Minshew's just like, Minshew can run a script for the first, you know, 10 plays, you know?
Well, he just couldn't. They couldn't do anything further than like 5 to 7 yards. It was just dink and dunk and dink and dunk. They couldn't run the ball.
Speaking of can't running the ball, the Niners could not run the ball at all on the Browns defense.
Browns defense is number one in the NFL for a reason.
Wow, Browns defense came out and won them that game this weekend. Niners couldn't get anything going. Brock Purdy came down to earth a little bit.
They looked fine on the first drive.
Yeah,
then
so
then just they made adjustments, or I don't know.
Yeah, Debo getting hurt. early, maybe mess up their game plan a little bit, but still, yeah, McCaffrey getting banged up.
Williams got banged up, but they didn't have anything like season ending or...
Right.
I thought Williams was done for the year. That looked awful. It looked terrible.
That scared me. I don't like when a knee... It looked like the knee... looked like the leg and knee kind of gave a little bit.
Yes, it did.
So it looked like a ligament popped or something. And I was like, oh, no. But thankfully, as a Niners fan, he's okay. But yeah, just a sloppy game for the Niners. Going against the best defense, I get that. On the road, wet game. But man, the Browns came out, the defense smacked them in the mouth, and the Niners just couldn't get anything going on offense. After that first drive, nothing. And you know what? They still had a chance to win it at the end. Brock Purdy, as bad as he played, still put together a drive to put his team in position to win the game, and their rookie kicker missed it. Ogden, big go blue.
I think he missed like one all of his college career, so I don't know like what's happened.
No, it's more of a joke. I honestly think drafting in the third round is what's happened.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think it's in his head. I definitely don't disagree with that. I think something is in his head because of that. I for sure agree with that. PJ Walker, got to give it to him. He looked great. Like, played well.
Played his ass off.
And also those referees might have been the crappiest referee.
Oh, gosh.
Like, not just in terms of calls, but like, what was the one call where they like tried to enforce a penalty that was like on the Niners? They like enforced it against the Browns.
Yes.
And then they followed that up by like the next play doing something ridiculously stupid or something.
It was bad. They were sloppy. NFL was sloppy. They were sloppy. That Gibson call too was bad.
The referees in that game definitely described the rest of the NFL week.
Yes.
We're going to keep talking some more NFL when we get back here on Sports Overnight America.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling hanging out with you on a Monday evening, recapping the NFL weekend. Got into the MLB playoffs a little bit earlier. But let's keep on with the pigskin talk. A lot of sloppiness, as you said, but more than anything, tons of injuries from around the league, I think.
Yeah.
Almost every team had something bad happen.
Yeah, they're starting to pop up. You know, we're getting farther and farther. People are getting more – or deeper in the season. People are taking more and more hits, playing through injuries, trying to play through them. Just a lot of injuries. I mean, the Niners took about here in the Bay Area. The Niners lost three players during the game. Christian McCaffrey sounds like he might be out a week or two. Debo and Trent Williams are day-to-day, but, I mean, we're talking about three all-pro caliber players missing for the Niners. I think the Eagles lost, or at least Lane Johnson, or one of their offensive tackles is out. He's hurt for a little bit, at least right now. That's, you know, two of the best NFC teams, if not the best two NFC teams, had big injuries this weekend. So, yeah, that's really important to note. And then, obviously, it's unfortunate news. I think it's coming out now that Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson seems like he's going to be having shoulder surgery. Gosh, that's – say that five times. Shoulder surgery. Which is really unfortunate because, you know what? Honestly, I thought he was playing a lot better than I think a lot of people maybe expected him to. And it's just exciting to have a young talent in the league and to watch him. So that's a little unfortunate if you're a Colts fan. I know some of my family's from Indiana, so some little Colts love inside there. Josh Allen, I think, got hurt for a second. He came back in. Justin Fields is out. I don't know.
I think Fields is really the only, like, serious injury.
It's his hand, right?
Dislocated thumb.
Throwing hand?
Yeah. Mm. And they said they're going to, like, sit him out as long as it takes for it to heal.
Right.
But everybody else is, like, sprains or whatever. Like, Lane Johnson was, like, an ankle sprain, not expected to be serious. Okay. None of the Niners expected to be serious.
Yeah.
Tannehill is not expected to be serious. Maybe he's out for a couple weeks, they said.
Well, another big one is Trevor Lawrence. What's up with him? You know, he left the game injured, and he has a big primetime game coming up on Thursday that I'm actually really excited to watch. Honestly, mainly
he might not play.
And he might not play. And that's the reason why I want to watch, is Trevor.
The line is indicating he's probably not going to play.
Okay.
Because the Saints are favored by 3. And it was a pick as of yesterday.
Man, I still think we need to get the power of the bookies and use them on something else. Because that entity figures out anything in the world, man.
But I think there's a good chance he still plays, and it didn't seem like he's for sure kind of either way, but it definitely is not assured that he's going to play. If they're playing Sunday, I'm almost positive he'd be fine.
But it's Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to practice anyway. Nobody practices for Thursday night games, so it's true. Not like he's going to be on it probably for the next 3 days, so we'll probably see Thursday, I would guess.
Right.
I actually don't have a problem with sitting him. I'd much rather sit him than risk longer-term injury, and Beathard is perfectly fine to play like one game or two games.
Especially in that division, especially for a Thursday game, and it's a knee. Just, yeah, play
and then
it
you
safe.
Got, and then you got Pittsburgh and the bye coming up after that. So, but if he sits, he's out for, you know, off of it for 2 weeks. I would guess he'll be fine to play Pittsburgh. I don't really know. We'll see. But it was the dumbest play call I've seen in a long time. You're up 14, 3 minutes to go. Hand the ball off and kick the field goal and go up 17.
Where's Tank Bigsby up the middle?
They decide to play action naked bootleg Trevor for some freaking god awful reason. And then I think Peterson even actually said that it was Trevor's fault because he should have just thrown the ball away, which is also true.
But still,
I mean, he held on to it and tried to like run and make like a play. So I get why they're saying like it's his fault a little bit too. But the play call was still ridiculous. Press Taylor still has his moments.
Kind of continue with the injury bug. Jimmy Garoppolo seems to be under his back. We don't know his status. I heard David Montgomery, who's been nails for the Lions, my Lions pick this year. I'm just kidding. Everyone kind of picked the Lions. But I was also on that bandwagon. He's been playing great for them, and he's out now. I guess he might be out for a couple weeks. So, yeah, injuries, sloppy. This is what happens. This is football, baby. That's what happens. We're week six, week seven now, which is crazy to even think. Injuries are going to start popping up now. There's going to be more for the rest of the season. More players are going to go out. So now it's just the war of nutrition, health, stamina, all those things. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, the funny part is like everybody always says that. Yet every single sport, injuries are much more prevalent now than they ever were.
Yeah.
So in the era of load management and like everyone eats better and like has their sleep coaches and like all this crap, but like, you know, dudes back in the 60s that were like ripping cigs at halftime totally had no issue
playing
like,
in Chuck Taylor's,
you know, like they just played hurt, I guess. Yeah, is another thing. Like, you were a wimp if you sat out right with an injury. So, I mean, you would get a concussion and they'd throw you right back into the game. They'd give you smelling salts and be like, hey, get back in there, dude.
Have you ever done smelling salts?
Yes.
I haven't, but I imagine they're
I've done a lot of things in my life.
Wow.
Cut. Let's just put it that way.
That's for the podcast. If you guys want to tune in.
I've consumed a lot of substances. Let's just put it that way.
Same over on this
I'm
side.
I'm no spring chicken.
I think you made a funny point. I saw an article the other day that the NBA came out with, because you know they just came out with the rule about not sitting two star players, which I think is kind of odd.
This is just like all these stupid like it's
artificial. It's artificial
so
rules.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Like if a team believes that sitting their players is going to help them win a title, then they should be able to sit the players. I don't care. Like, I really don't, like, what the fans think. I've had plenty of time. I went to a game in Philadelphia. The whole point was that I wanted to go see Jimmy Rollins play. He was my favorite player at the time. He didn't play. I didn't even get to see him pinch hit. He was, like injured or, like, mildly injured or something. He sat out.
Dope.
Didn't pinch hit. Didn't anything. I almost did see a no-hitter. Ricky Nolasco went, like, 8 1/3 or 7 2/3 or something like that. Threw like 140 pitches for the Marlins. But too bad, so sad. Like, who cares, you know? Like, he was hurt. If he played, then he was going to get more hurt. Like, that's not – there's nothing they can do about it.
Well,
I just think it's another – let's try to control the – narrative in the league and control the teams and make them do everything we want.
To me, A, it's really easy. No back-to-backs.
Like,
fix the scheduling. Number one, don't put these artificial rules in. Just fix the schedule. And then B, they also came out with this article, which is really weird from the NBA. I read an article saying that the NBA had a study showing that load management actually isn't better for the players. Like some scientific method to figure out that load management.
Doesn't surprise me.
But it's like, so why would you say that? It's like a weird, it's like now they're fighting teams. Now it's like, it's an open battle almost seems like now.
Well, I actually would tend to believe that. Like, I'm down with, rest every once in a while, but like, for example, and I always tell my mom this, right, because she's, older and physically she's not doing fantastic or, mm-hmm. But I always tell her, like, hey, you got to – I'm not sure if she's listening or not, so
– I don't care. I'm saying it.
if she is, sorry, Mom, but you've heard me say this about a million times. You can't sit in a chair all day and, like, let your muscles gain atrophy and then expect them to, like, work perfectly.
Work, right.
You know, you have to like use them.
Work, on right? That, right.
So, obviously, they're professional athletes. They're using muscles, but you know, regularly, like they're working out regularly. But do, you know, does the intervals in between, like, you know, how long, how many games do you sit out? Does the intervals between the game, you know, like how many days is it?
Flight, is it
and
travel?
Then what do you, yeah, what all goes into it? And like, how are you treating your body? Are you still like lifting weights if you normally lift weights? Like, or are you just completely resting? Like, there's a lot of different variables that go into all of that. So, and I just think, I guess the point that in a long way that I'm trying to make is, much like everything else that has to do with health and wellness,
do it.
It's, well, it seems like the, you know, a lot of the doctors in this country, a lot of the teams in all these sports, a lot of the analytical people, like, they all want to make or like get to a point where it's like one size fits all.
Yeah.
Guess what? It doesn't. Right. Everybody's body's different. Everybody's health is different. Everybody reacts to things differently. Like,
right.
What works for LeBron James is not going to work for Muggsy Bogues.
Right.
You know, or whatever. Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's, well, it's, you know, like what works for Dak Prescott is not necessarily going to work. You know, Nick Bosa is not going to be on the same workout routine right. as him, you know? So it's like...
The other thing to me is that you're telling me Kawhi and Paul George, like, don't want to play every game, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. Those well, guys, Kawhi, I wouldn't be surprised,
well,
but...
he's the one guy that we just don't know. But, like, you're telling me that those guys are just blatantly being like, eh, I don't want to play. You know, like, so there's something to that. And also...
Kawhi actually did do that multiple times.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he's...
But he's a strange person.
What I'll say, honest, as a Warriors fan, we watched... I still remember it was, like, 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was that long ago. They started talking about, we're going to start limiting Steph Curry's minutes. And everyone was up in arms. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're going to limit Steph Curry? You're going to cut his minutes to 34, 35 minutes a game? Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that? And I would say the way that the Warriors have treated Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson with their rest, with their minutes, their management, all of that is the reason why Steph is still playing at the level he is right now. Like, I truly believe that. Obviously, now Steph, the person, the player, he takes outrageous care of his body, right? He's at the tip of his performance. But
he even did that when he was still getting hurt all the time.
And
so.
Exactly, right? He's always been that. But now the Warriors had to get in the way of the player pushing too much. You know, like, they're like, Steph obviously wants to play 40 minutes a night. Duh. Every player does. But, like, they just have to rein him in and bring his minutes down, do it actually, like, you know, like, as an organization to do that. And I really think that's paid dividends for the Warriors. So I think it's, again, we talked about artificial rules. They just don't seem to, like, work, and it kind of takes away from the game a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's, and I'll equate this to kind of an easy one to equate it to, but, like, prohibition didn't work, right? When you try to, like, ban people from doing things, it doesn't really usually work out very well, you know? Like, people want to do what they want to do, and they're not going to change their mind for that.
Yeah.
We got a short little shorty when we come back here from break. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmelin, hanging out with you.
This is
Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling with you. Just a couple minutes left here. And I actually do want to give credit real quick to Mr. Rick Tittle. You can find Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline Network Monday through Friday.
What's the name?
From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific time, 12 to 3 Eastern. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle.
Wow.
No, he actually, though, during Rick's picks last week, and he still picked the Niners, but he said, what was the words he used exactly? I think he said something along the lines of, like, the only thing I didn't like from the Niners winning against the Cowboys was it seemed like the Niners were, like, loving themselves a little bit too much.
Mm.
And I feel like I kind of saw that carry over into the game on Sunday. So
100%.
Just thought that was interesting. Shout out to Ricky T here. I almost used the word there that probably shouldn't be over the air.
Yeah,
but,
I thought the first time you said it was a little close to
titillating.
Being on air.
It
was
quite titillating. Anyway, we got about a minute left here. Real quick, a Formula One thought. Checo Perez, if he loses second place to Lewis Hamilton, it's a rumor that he's going to be knocked out of Red Bull and Danny Ric takes over. Your thoughts?
That would be crazy if Ricardo's back at Red Bull. And, one thing I've known about F1 rumors in the little time I've watched and followed F1, there's almost never smoke, it's fire.
The rumors are almost never wrong.
The rumors are the ironclad almost. Like, it's the one sport where rumors are what they are. So I believe it. And honestly, that kind of sucks for Checo. Honestly, I feel bad for Checo. He's a good driver. Maybe he's not a top of the line driver. He's not maybe a championship driver, but he's a really good driver, and it kind of sucks that he's just kind of being, like, passed around and kind of thrown around without really kind of giving.
Yeah, I mean, he also is a huge reason why Max was able to win his first championship.
Yeah.
That race, he held Lewis off, who, by the way, also, Lewis, we only got 20 seconds here, so I'm going to sign off. Lewis Hamilton being investigated for walking across the track because he's a role model. Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dumb.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Stay tuned for more sports talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Good night, everybody.